The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Women for Trump bus tours made its way to the Tar Heel State. They'll have another enthusiastic crowd tonight in Greenville, North Carolina. I want to guest line National Press Secretary for Trump 2020, Hogan Gidley. Welcome back. Good to have you, sir.
No, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate the time.
Let's talk about the bus tours making its way through North Carolina. An event last night, another one tonight. This is important.
It really is, making sure people are hearing the real message from folks that support this president, know him best. I'm going to be on the tour today, joining up with the folks in Greenville. I have relatives over in North Carolina on that part of the state. They're going to show up, and we have a big crowd planned. And it's myself and Laura Trump, the president's daughter-in-law. Diamond and Silk will be there. Katrina Pearson's going to be there. We got a really good crowd coming out. I know they were in the western part of North Carolina yesterday, making their way to the eastern part. So we're all going to join up together today and talk about the president's message, take some questions. Should be a good time.
Yep. The president announced yesterday, of course, that he will make the official announcement on Saturday on who his choice will be to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. And he's already committed that that's going to be a female.
Yeah, absolutely. The president wanted to be clear that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing obviously left an opening on the court, and one of the people that he wanted to make sure that he put forth as a nominee would, in fact, be a woman. He was very clear about that, so that's important. And, I think regardless of whoever he picks, the list that we've seen is really, really comprehensive. It's also packed with people who understand the Constitution, who aren't going to make laws from the bench. We've seen a rash of justices across this country, of judges across this country, take it upon themselves to try and create law out of whole cloth from their perches at the court benches. And that's unacceptable to this president. He wants someone to interpret the Constitution, interpret the laws of this country, and not make laws. And so we want someone who is a strict constitutionalist, who understands that laws matter and that they exist for a reason.
Sure.
So whoever he picks will absolutely follow in that methodology.
Sure. According to our senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, of course, chairman of Judiciary, he says that the votes are there to get this confirmation of the president's nominee done before the November 3rd election, which is important. But let's assume for a minute, with me on our guest line, Hogan Gidley, let's assume for a minute that does not happen for whatever reason. It's troubling to me, Hogan, that Joe Biden won't even tell us who he would appoint if, in fact, he were to somehow win on November 3rd.
It's troubling, but it's not surprising. I mean, listen, it's pretty clear at this point Joe Biden's been absolutely co-opted, taken over by the radical left extremist portions of his party. He embraces that ideology now. He's pushing it. He's running on it. Green New Deal, defunding the police, abolishing ICE, taking under God out of the pledge. A lot of the people on their side want to do all that kind of crazy stuff. He's now embraced it. And so he doesn't want to release a list because he knows that the list will include judges that have a staunch record of advocacy, a staunch record of making laws from the bench, which is absolutely something they're not supposed to do, as I pointed out at the beginning of the segment. And I think he's afraid to do it. We've been calling on him to do this for quite some time now, but he didn't want any part of it because it would further expose the fact that he's just gone so far radical at this point.
Yeah. Well, Senator Tom Cotton yesterday says that Biden knows that it will cost him the election.
Well, in 2016, 70% of the people voted on the Supreme Court as a major issue.
Yeah.
So in the presidential election. So I'm sure he does know that. And every time he opens his mouth, I'm afraid that the Democrats feel as though it could cost Joe Biden the election. And this one's a big one.
Yeah. We learned yesterday the topics that will be part of the next week's debate. Of course, the president's and Joe Biden's records of race and violence in our cities, the integrity of the election. That last one, the integrity of the elections. We're seeing a lot going on, a lot of questions as we head to November the 3rd. What are you guys expecting to happen November the 3rd as more and more states are announcing they're going to give extensions on the amount of time that people that the mail-in votes can be counted?
Yeah, this is a system, a situation that is rife with the potential for fraud and abuse, cheating. We've seen it many times across the country. The media doesn't want to cover it. They say it doesn't exist, but it does. And, you know, you saw it just in the state of North Carolina recently, that was something that had occurred. So let's not pretend as though this doesn't happen. The fact is, it's another instance in where the Democrats accuse Republicans of doing something they themselves are guilty of doing, actually. And I'll point to this, where they said that the president wanted to extend the date of the election, but it's Democrats who are suing in more than 10 states to try and make sure that votes are counted after an election. Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
And the rules are set up in some of these states where you can literally cast the ballot after the election and it still count too. I mean, the whole thing is a serious problem, but we're going to call it out. We're ready for it, and we're going to try and do our best to prevent it.
So how does Trump 2020 prepare for a response to that? Because we have no idea what's going to happen. We kind of have a suspicion of what can happen, but how do you guys prepare for that?
Well, we have a good team of lawyers. I mean, Joe Biden has already hired a massive force of lawyers that's been touted in the press as how big they are and how strong they are. We've got to flex a little muscle, too. We've been fighting these battles individually in some of the states. We're winning some of the arguments. We're losing some of the arguments. But the fact is, we want to make sure the American people have a free and fair election. That's what all this is about. And we know that if the rules are set in place that protect this democracy, that's exactly what's going to happen. If Joe Biden and the Democrats have their way, then this whole election is going to be resting upon a chaotic system that will never fully have the confidence of the American people.
Sure. Hogan Gidley, thank you guys for what you're doing. Be safe out there, and good luck tonight. I'm sure you're going to have another very large, enthusiastic crowd who just want to get Donald Trump reelected.
I'm sure they do, and we're excited to have them. And look, we just need everyone to get out there and vote, get your people, whether it's absentee, early, or showing up to the polls. We know we can do this and win four more years of peace and prosperity with this president. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and look forward to checking in with you again.